Hope you're well, whatever you're doing. I've been a one-man production company, just really working hard on completing these sample packs that I want to release. Just based on my time out over Christmas and thinking about how I want to release the sample packs, I wanted to get a bit further ahead, so I'm recording a few, so I'm about a month or two ahead. So I've got the first one ready. I'm finishing up the second one, and I want to try and get as far ahead as I can as possible. So I may be recording the next one, which I won't share too much about that yet. But I'll talk about as I'm promoting it and the artwork's done and it's a completely finished product. But in between all of that, something that I learned a lot from was doing my remote base sessions, which has been great meeting lots of people and again having the opportunity to use my bass playing in that way to help, but then also to learn about myself as well. So I had another order come through one of the marketplace websites that I use, and this is somebody which has hired me before. So it's always nice to have people come back to you because they like what you do. So it's always a good start. And yeah, great, great guy. He sent me through the reference track, and I recorded it. And it was interesting his feedback of him liking particular elements, but then certain things, he wasn't too sure on, which is quite normal. Feedback is absolutely fine. But there was something about this specific feedback which really hit me and stuck with me. So I wanted to talk about it in a bit more detail, really. So the style of the track was kind of like a reggae sort of like pop track is the best way to describe it. And I thought, okay, reggae, growing up on this, absolutely great. So I put something down. I thought it came to me quite naturally. But then his feedback on it got me thinking about my playing in that it felt a bit busy and that there were too many notes and maybe I needed to focus a bit more on groove instead of the notes. So this was the discussion after sort of like speaking to him. And then he sort of said, no, it's great, because he said to me, it's great to work with sort of like people which specialize in different styles and mention that I have like jazz in my profile. And that part hit me because basically, we get on really well, good working relationship remotely. But basically, he sort of said, like, look, you're recording in a style that you're not familiar with. And that hit me because regardless of me listening to that type of style of music, my playing suggested that I was foreign to it. And it got me thinking about how I learned bass, in that I was learning bass going through an online sort of jazz tutorial course. And with that, focusing on a lot of arpeggios and outlining a lot of the chords in outlining the chords through playing notes in each chord. So with that, I ended up learning to play quite a bit is in quite a lot of notes. So if anything, with me learning bass guitar, I ended up focusing probably more on melody than I did on rhythm and groove. And me coming into music, as a beat maker, is very much groove orientated. So it's almost as if I, forgot or left behind some of my groove beat-based roots in hip hop and have gone completely the other way of in more on a melodic sort of like note-based approach, which is interesting. But then I started to think about it even more because I'm a thinker in that, yes, I ended up focusing a lot more on that, but then it got me thinking about something else in that when people talk about musicality, specifically in hip hop, urban context in quotation mark, which is basically black music, that's what they're trying to say. And people talk about musicality. And I find when people talk about musicality, they're often talking about the chord, harmony elements, and the melodic elements. It's almost as if in those worlds, melody and harmony is put on a pedestal and groove is seen as secondary. And how I think that plays out is that someone like me that came from a beat making world and then learned about playing sort of like instruments and now molding the two, there was an element of an inferiority sort of like complex, as in, I'm not a real musician because I can't play melodies. And now I'm playing melodies, I can make things sound more musical. to the point where I overcompensated by focusing on one element of music, the melodic side, through my learning of bass guitar, but completely neglected and put on the back burner my interest and my natural feeling for the groove-based element in music. I did that to a point where actually it comes across that I can't play the type of music that I've actually grown up listening to. And it made me sort of like check myself. And again, you know, I'm in a new year thinking about what I'm practicing. And I'm really, really conscious of that, of thinking of that, you know, bass is not just melodic, but it's also groove orientated. And that feedback really helped me, because on one hand, it actually hurt my pride a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I felt a bit like, oh, you're saying that I'm playing in a weird way to music that I've grown up on. But then actually, he's telling me based on what he hears, and we've got a good working relationship, so it gives me the opportunity to improve something. And that's something which I'm working hard on. And out of all the feedback that I've received, it really, really stuck with me just because of those specific points. So I'm really grateful to that person that gave me that feedback. It's always really great working with you, and we'll look forward to continue working with you as you send through projects that you think my style can fit with. And really just my point, my summary of that is that yes, feedback is a gift. Sometimes it can be hard to hear, but I think with feedback, sometimes it's good to get people's thoughts on what you think you're good at, in that what I thought is something which is natural to me came across as unnatural. And if anything, that was the most interesting feedback that I've received, and something which is going to direct a lot of my playing. And another thing which is really, really benefits me is that, you know, I'm making sample packs based on bass lines, and this person who is represents the type of profile of somebody that I would like to buy my sample packs, he's given me feedback on my playing. So it's helping to inform what I'm going to do with these baseline packs that I'm going to be creating this year. So it's grateful. So I'm grateful for the feedback. It's something which highlighted a point which I became completely unaware of, and it made me reflect on my development on music, from beat making to playing an instrument, and how I've been putting particular musical elements on pedestals and some not. So that's my thinking. It'll be interesting, just, you know, just sort of like get in touch or share comments on whatever social media you're aware, you're listening to this on, in that around musicality and what that means. And, you know, is my hot take, is there any truth in that putting melody and harmony on a pedestal over groove and rhythm? Be really great to hear from people if you're interested in getting in that muso conversation. I love having chats like that. So that's where my head's been at this week. I'm gonna get back to my station and continue working on these sample packs, just so I'm ahead of time, just so I'm getting myself organized. And I'll be back with some more vlogs soon to let you know where I'm up to. And yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll be back with some more content soon. Take care.